Okay, so I know we missed 2 weeks of the podcast, and we're very sorry about that, and promise we're going to get back to you next week, but for now, we have this pre-recorded episode that we recorded with Declan Schoonover before Gavin left, and so we're gonna release that this week for you guys to listen to. So, again, sorry for missing a couple of weeks, but enjoy this episode. So, bye.
I'm going back to bed.
You're going back to bed?
Yes, I'm going back to bed.
I got here. He tells me 2 o'clock. I get here. I knock on the door. Avery answers it. And he's like, "Hey, Michael." And I was like, "Hey." He's like, "Gavin's still asleep." So I open the door. And Gavin's like, "Yeah."
I was like, I had no clue what was happening.
I was like, "Dude, get up. It's 2 o'clock. He's like, "Michael, is it really?" I'm like, "Yeah, really."
That's exactly what I said, too.
Ridiculous.
And then I was like, "Oh, crap, dude, Declan." So I got on my phone, and I was like, dude, please have not already, like, showed up and then left.
No, literally, I was just, like, out of my house.
Let's pause it. There's, like, some train horn or something. Yeah.
You don't like the train effect? Okay, anyways. So, Declan, you were saying?
I have no idea.
you're talking about how he was worried that you would, like, showed up here and then left.
Oh, yeah. No, dude, I was literally at my house, like, just passed out. And I woke up at, like, 1:30. I was like, "Oh, shit, I'm tired of the party." So, like, I grabbed my phone, and I'm like, "Gavin hasn't said anything." So I was like, "Hey, still on for 2? And I just kind of lay in bed like this, and I'm like, "Ah, yes."
Just meditating.
Yep, just vibing the whole time. And then I was like, "It's 2:06. I hope he's alive. We still doing it today?" And then out of nowhere, he's just like, "Yeah, we're still on." I was like, "Well, I guess I'll put on pants."
He got over it quick.
Yeah, I live literally.
He was zooming, dude.
I live 3 minutes away. Like, not that bad.
You take the side roads or, like, coming up Shawnee? Yeah, I just blow down those side roads, dude. I'm going, like, 60 on it.
I live, like, across town, so.
Oof. Yeah.
But it's not too bad. I live over on,
I don't even remember your street.
Near Boston.
Near that.
Yeah, like, near Boston Street.
I live on Old Mulgee. Or, like, not
Old Mulgee. Not Old Mulgee. Old Mulgee. Right off Mulgee, the main street. Mulgee.
Yeah.
You're on the side street.
What's like, over here, like, Boston.
Well, I know. My house is at the corner of it.
Yes.
Whoa.
But,
Hi, guys. I hope you love our background music called, Taylor and the Boys.
Yeah. But, that was on 23rd and Old Mulgee. So, it's like, it's
23rd?
On the corner. Yeah.
I didn't think you were that far down.
Yep.
It's
crazy.
Guys, we're here today to learn what Avery's playing.
So, this podcast is gonna be real scuffed, by the way. But, yeah, we're just kind of chill. We're just vibing. We got Declan with us, Declan Schooner.
Dude, we are so going to get, like actual recording place when I get back.
Oh, yeah, no. So, I was thinking, I don't know if I should talk about this on the podcast, but screw it. You know Shadowwood Mall? Like, I was wondering how much it was to, like, rent out just, like, a smaller, like,
That's
office.
Declan,
yeah,
dude.
Do you know, like...
Yeah, it's cheap, so... Yeah, you can
really?
Get a spot for about $150.
A month?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my spot was, you remember how big my spot was? Did you ever see
he
it?
Never
went. Yeah, I didn't get to go.
It was $350 a month.
$350?
Yeah, and you see how big it was.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
All
so, like, for a small one, it's just...
Dude, there was a guy living down there.
Because I was thinking, if when you get back from...
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about the homie. I don't want to get in trouble.
Homie was just during the daytime. It's all good.
If you would get, like, a job whenever you get back from boot, we could split it 50-50. And then, like, you could use it for your band. I could use it if me and Brandon ever do that one little project.
Get one, like, how big theirs was, yeah?
No, a small one.
This was, like, decently small, but it was big enough.
Well, he said the one he rented out was, like, $350.
Yeah.
That it was big.
Like, if we're putting my whole band down there, then I'm going to want at least, you know, room for equipment.
Well, no, I just mean for, like, practicing and stuff and whatnot. Like, you use it if you want to. You don't have to. But, like, I was just thinking for the podcast specifically, like...
Yeah,
you know, me and you
we can
split
just
50,
get one
50,
down there, like, put down all of our equipment and mics and stuff.
Yeah, get an actual setup.
Get a good recording setup.
When Gavin gets back from boot, we will actually have proper mics and, like...
We're going to have all the proper equipment. This
yeah,
is not a garage
gonna,
band podcast.
It's going to stop sucking at some point. I feel like... Because when we normally when we have guests, they're really good episodes. But the ones we don't, we just experiment with stuff, you know?
We're just messing
and so, like, we tried on that one episode having the condenser mic. That just didn't work. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like on our episodes, which is just the two of us, we just experiment a lot.
That's okay, because we got our Beetlejuice in today.
Wait, what?
Declan's face, man.
Declan was like,
I wish you guys could have seen my face.
Wait, so hold on. Tell the story. What do you mean?
Wait, you don't know what Beetlejuice is?
Well, I know what Beetlejuice is, but like,
no, not the show. Do you know what Beetlejuice is?
Yeah, he's talking about the, Beetlejuice. Like,
yeah.
The little tiny...
The movie mental, that sucks.
No. The little dude with the mental disorder who's always going back on the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, wait, no, I don't know.
He's like the reoccurring guest.
Beetlejuice is amazing, bro.
I love Beetlejuice.
Okay, I was just thinking of like the Declan, Halloween you're like movie Beetlejuice.
You're our reoccurring guest.
He'll be like, what is a BMW? He'll be like, a car. And like, how do you spell BMW? And he's literally spelled it out in front of him. It'll be like B-R-E-E-C-T.
they're like Beetlejuice.
The simplest questions.
Beetlejuice, how much is 2 plus 2? And he's like, that's easy.
Yeah.
56.
Yeah. There was one where Howard was literally like, if you dig a 6-foot deep hole, how deep is the hole? He's about 30 feet. He sounds so sure, too. He's got it.
He's so sure of it. He's like, yeah, probably about 30 feet.
Oh, 30 my feet. God. That's amazing.
It's so great.
Dude, I love that fight he had with that little midget.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Have you just like googled midget fights?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Like, that's so much fun.
I wanted to watch it. There was that one on Jackass 3 when they're in the bar and all the midgets keep coming in, like the midget doctors, midget medics, midget cops. Like,
I feel like I still want to tell you guys something I don't want to do on the podcast. I'm just gonna pause this real quick.
Okay. Two sites?
Yeah, yeah. So that was an interesting Google search. But
they're out there, man. None of the people are gonna be wanting. They're gonna be like, what was it?
Yeah,
come up with things that are like 10 times worse than what
you actually did. It involves crippled midgets. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, you guys.
And it's on a site. Yeah, that's all the information y'all get.
Easter egg, huh?
Easter egg. Don't find what I'm talking about.
Look it up. Right?
He said,
crippled midgets.
Comment a link.
Don't comment a link. I'd probably be like right at 50-50, except for the odds are way worse than 50-50.
He said, the stuff that'll get commented, man.
That's how we get like our channel banned on YouTube.
Yes.
Deadass. Man, also, on that note, screw YouTube for all their like stupid ass guidelines they've come up with.
They've
completely ruined themselves.
Oh, they did.
They've ruined themselves. I remember, boomer moment. I remember when YouTube was made. Like, I remember when YouTube just popped up. I remember the internet before YouTube.
So I remember like not really comprehending what it was, but knowing what it was until like I would always want to like find songs, and I knew, oh, they're always on YouTube. Like, YouTube was always on YouTube.
That was the place.
And so I'd have my sister like look them up, and like I remember like the format of the old YouTube site. And, like, oh my god, it's so like stone age.
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty god awful. Yeah,
honestly, like for like a month, they should just like go back to that. Like,
oh, man. Dude, remember the little icon was like a old like. Back in the day,
TV. Like, TV.
Yeah, on the iPhone.
Yeah, because, like, on, my mom had this iPad, like, it was old, like, it didn't have a camera on it, and, like, it had that YouTube icon, and it was,
they
like,
said the camera was an Apple attachment that you had to pay for.
Yeah, you had to pay extra
for it. That's coming back with the next iPhone. No, I'm playing.
Yeah. Or could you imagine?
He said, I'll have a little spot to plug in the camera.
It's just, like, a DSLR camera that just clips onto the back of your phone.
So, Mozo,
yeah,
Moto. Motorola phone.
Literally, oh my god, those things suck.
Your deck, you were there when YouTube, you remember it being made?
Yeah, it was
2005. Well, should we state how old Declan
what
is?
Were you,
99. I was born 99, okay.
Yeah.
The tail end of 99.
So you're about like 5.
Oh, I was 6 at the time.
Oh, okay.
And I was 05, so I was 6 years old. And I remember when the internet was just like nothing. I remember not even having a computer. Like, that was just being the norm. I remember when we got a computer and it was a dinosaur. Thing was huge. It was massive. We had dial-up. I remember the fucking ancient dial-up.
It's like the one I have over there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, and I mean, like, I remember the first video I ever saw on YouTube was... You guys know... You guys know Bowling for Soup? The band?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 1985.
Oh.
The music video for 1985. That was the first video I ever saw on YouTube. And it literally took 2 days to load. Because we lived out in the country. So, like, my dad was like, don't touch the computer. We left it alone for 2 days so we could watch that whole music video.
That's hilarious.
And that video is, like, what, 3 minutes and 30 seconds?
Yeah.
And now amazing. I get pissed if it even, like, a little bit. If on my
it's
phone...
Like, it was, like, a lag at all.
Yeah, if it lags at all, I'm, like, mad. As I used to wait for, like, 2 days
like,
to
that's
watch
it.
Dude,
I'm
that's
6G.
The problem I'm having with Hulu right now. Hulu's taking forever to load for me, and it sucks. Like... Netflix loads pretty quick.
Have either of y'all seen a movie called The Clover Hitch Killer?
Oh,
No.
Oh my god, that's it was so long, but it was one of the best movies.
Gavin's seen a movie recently, and if you have him on Snapchat, you would have seen when he's obsessed with this one clip from this movie called Her.
Yeah. Choke me with the dead cat.
Choke me with the dead cat.
He's like on an online chat room. And he sent this girl a message, so he got through. And apparently, like, it's weird. His computer is, like, a little, like, phone thing that's, like, a wallet. And then it's, like, little earbuds. And so he's sitting there on this chat room talking with her because it connected them through. So they're just chatting. And they're having, like, phone sex. And they're just, like, going at it. And then she just out of nowhere is just like, choke me with that dead cat. And he's like, what?
What?
It's so wild to think that he's the Joker.
Oh no!
He's such a good actor.
He did amazing in the Joker. Have you seen the Joker?
Yeah, I liked it to a point, but there's also like stuff I didn't like.
Nah, like what was it you didn't like?
Mostly the timeline and the whole brother effect and all that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's not. Are you upset about it because it didn't like line up with the comics?
It didn't line up with anything. Like, that's my biggest thing. I know it's not supposed to, but that's my biggest thing about it.
I always get in arguments with people over this fact. Because I'm like, for me, it's like, just look at it like it's a new comic. You know, it's just a new thing.
No, I get it.
Yeah, the whole point
I get it.
The whole point is they didn't want to make a Joker movie. They wanted to make something that, like...
So, like, I don't know, just like... The thing for me is I can't unsee what I saw. So now every time I try and watch something Batman related and I see the Joker, I'm mad because the Joker is not like 30 years older than he is.
Well, yeah, but like you just have to make that separation that like that's not in the same universe.
It's just supposed to be something that was supposed
it's
to like...
It's a brand new Batman.
Well, I mean, it's nothing to even really do with Batman, honestly. It's just supposed to play...
Brand new Joker.
It's not going to have anything to do with Robert Pattinson's Joker, you know, it's not...
Yeah, nothing...
I mean, not Joker, Batman.
How do you feel about that? How do y'all guys feel about that?
I think he deserves a chance.
Yeah, I think he's going to do great.
Yeah, I think he's a good actor, and he kind of got his wings clipped a little bit with the whole Twilight thing. Like, yeah, like everybody who played in the Twilight movies gets a really bad rap.
I mean, he played a vampire, and now he's playing a bat.
I watch it, like, every couple months, I'll watch the series again. I love the series.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like the books. The books are really good.
The books. I've read a couple.
I haven't read any of the books. Or the Harry Potter books.
I think he's really, really good.
I want to read the Harry Potter books.
Oh my god. Like, I love the Harry Potter books. They're great. I love the movies, too. They're awesome. But, like... It just gets... What was the author's name? I can't believe I blanked out.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
I was thinking Tolkien. I'm like, nope, that's Hobbit.
Yeah. She just, like, continues to shoot herself in the foot.
When she made that one character gay.
She's just throwing shit at a wall and hoping it sticks. Like, it's like, dude, calm down. Like, you're successful. Everybody loves the Harry Potter books.
That's it.
Everybody loves them. You don't have to... There was one where she was literally like... somebody was like... is Hermione black? Can this be canon? Da 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 da.
Yeah.
She was like, there's nothing in the books that says Hermione isn't black, and there's literally a passage where it was like, Hermione's pale white face peeked around the corner.
She was just scared.
Oh, yeah, she got nervous. She was dehydrated. So she got real white.
She was like Hyde, you know, Stephen Hyde, man. He came out white.
Of course.
No, but do you even get the references?
No, I don't.
So I've been watching that 70s show a lot, and
you keep telling me to watch that, and I feel like I would love it, but
I never liked it my whole life until I got through the first season.
That's like any show ever. First seasons are always just terrible at any show.
Well, I didn't like the humor, and then now the humor I love.
I've always liked the 70s show, though. Like, I watched that when I was a little kid with my family.
You see, I've been rewatching all the Marvel movies and the TV shows, like, chronologically. So that doesn't leave much time for like anything else because you got 13 seasons of Netflix original shows. You have like 6 seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You have 2 seasons of Agent Carter. You have The Runaways, which has 3 seasons, 2 seasons of Cloak and Dagger, 1 season of The Inhumans, and like tons of movies as well.
So it just goes on and on.
I'm on Thor right now, and then after that it's The Avengers, and then Iron Man 3.
Oh man, the Thor movies are so boring. I love Ragnarok. Like, Ragnarok is great. Like,
yeah, Ragnarok.
Just recently watched Ragnarok with Buddy.
Dude, I love his freaking The Rock friend.
Yeah. It's like the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, Thor Ragnarok had so much comedy in it. Jeff Goldblum doesn't have... I mean, Jeff Goldblum just plays himself.
So,
like, it's amazing.
It's just him.
You know
just
2003? Jeff, the Hulk movie from 2003?
Yeah.
That, like, sucked. Okay, Jeff Goldblum, like, auditioned to play Bruce Banner in that movie.
Oh, my God.
And so there's a part... in Thor Ragnarok, where he was, like, talking about how, like, amazing the Hulk is, and that he feels like he has some type of, like, connection with them. Yeah. Yeah, and that's because he tried out for him. Like, God. Oh my God, that's perfect.
That movie would have been 100 times better if Jeff Goldblum was Ruth Banner.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Because the problem is, they made it so serious, but it sucks that no one can take it serious.
Yeah.
I feel like if Jeff Goldblum played him, no one would take it serious,
exactly.
And then everyone would love
it. It'd be, like, a cult classic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of mad about that, guys.
It's all good.
Did you pause it?
No.
All right, I'm going to go beat them up, so pause it.
Okay.
While I go shed blood.
All right, they're all dead.
Just bodies laying on the ground.
Yeah, we'll take care of them after the podcast.
Oh, look who decided to text me back.
Kevin, what are we talking about texting on the podcast?
Dude, sometimes you got to send the Ubu song to somebody.
Oh, my God.
He said
it's Declan's like, justified. Can't argue with that.
Justified.
Justifiable.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, anyways, what was I saying?
That
70s show.
Yeah.
So Hyde's dad is black, and he's, like, white.
All right, just don't, like, spoil stuff for me, because I am going to watch it. I'm going to, like, binge a show, because, like...
It's a good show. I'm watching so many shows trying to get them all done before I go to boot camp. Like,
yeah.
Just literally just everything I can
watch. I won't watch the Harry Potter movies yet, because I want to read the books first. I just don't have time.
You've never seen the movies?
No. Like, I've seen a few of them, but I was too young to, like...
I was, like... Really, they were, like, contraband, because Mom never wanted us to, like, watch or anything. She was like, oh, my God, witches.
I remember I was watching the one with...
I watched them when I was, like, 13, finally.
The Snape... Something about him being a werewolf or whatever.
No,
that wasn't
something. Him. Yeah, I know I'm butchering it because I was really young and I was watching it. But the reason why I remember watching it is because I was eating goldfish and my tooth fell out.
What the heck?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Like, I just remember I was watching that and eating goldfish and my tooth fell out.
The snack that smiles crack.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's like Jesse, dude, just tooth missing. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that cracks me up.
I don't know. Yeah, I want to watch the movies. I want to read the books. I just got to get around to it.
Speak up, Declan.
I just can't believe that you've never seen the Harry Potter movies. That blows
my mind. I've had plenty of opportunities to, but
they're literally all on that shelf over there.
Because my whole deal is I've seen the fan base, and I feel like if I'm going to even like watch the movies, I have to read the books first.
Oh, my gosh.
I've read through like half of the first one, I think. I've read through half of the first one.
Those until the Percy Jackson series got super long, I would read them every year just... Go through and read the
series. But see, also, I love the Hobbit and Lord of the Ring movies. And I have all the books. I have the main ones. I have the Hobbit, the three Lord of the Ring books. I have the Silmarillion, I think is what it's called. And then the Unfinished Tales of Middle-earth.
Somewhere over there, I got the Lord of the Ring.
Yeah.
Huge.
Massive.
Those are really good books, too. I've read, like, half the Hobbit. I feel like I'd get halfway through books and then get bored.
Nah, I feel that. A book that I totally recommend is Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay, so what's that about?
Oh my God. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It's about the creation of the universe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all satire. And, I mean, when you think about the name, like, have you never seen the movie then, I guess, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Have you ever seen it?
No.
Oh my God, dude. Like, at the very least, you gotta watch the movie, because the book is literally huge. Like, it's massive.
It's like bigger than Stephen King.
yeah, it's insane.
It's like that dictionary right there.
Yes, it's so good, though, dude. I love it. It's great. Essentially, you know, about the creation of the universe, and I'm not gonna spoil too much of it, but the protagonist, really boring life. He lives in the UK, does the same shit every day.
Okay.
And out of nowhere...
So he's English.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, it's the end of times. Like, the Earth's about to be destroyed. And he doesn't really process what's happening. And he ends up, just on a whim, like, one in a millionth chance, getting picked up. He hitchhikes and gets picked up by an alien life form.
Okay.
And he watches the Earth get destroyed. Completely destroyed. Like, everything he's now on the Earth just disappears. Gets, like, annihilated. And so the whole story is just about him trying to figure out, like, who destroyed Earth, and it's just all...
I think Thanos just got his calculations wrong, and he'd be like, oh, 100%? No! Yeah.
It was great, dude. It's such a... It's hilarious.
Malfunction from the gauntlet. Just
literally.
He messes up on a snap. It's like...
Oh, I was only supposed to put half of the stones in here. Whoops.
Woo!
So that brings up the question, what would y'all do if, like, you knew...
Alright, so, side note, I was about to, like, yell at my brothers, but apparently it's Jesse, so, Jesse, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Jesse, I'm one of Gavin's friends.
You suck. Okay. So continuing on.
So I had a question. What would you guys do if, like, you knew the Earth was going to be destroyed in, say, like, a month? Like, I feel like a month is, like, a sustainable...
Okay, life. first
like, off, what would y'all do?
Is there any possibility I could get in the shelter and I'll be, like, good? I'll be okay?
No. It's like, no, you know you're going to die.
Everybody's going to die.
Everyone's going to die.
Yeah, it's more fun if it's just everybody's going to die. You don't get to survive.
Okay, y'all guys go. I need thinking time.
There's a lot of stuff you can do in a month.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking.
In a month?
What was, like, the main, like, what would be your main focus of, like, that one month?
Dude, there's a couple people that are about to get yeeted. I'll just say that.
Gavin's like, I'm just going to go and off some people. Like, I know they're going to die, but, like, I'm just going to...
No, I got some people that I want, like, staring me in the face. They're dead.
Okay, so Gavin's going to become a serial killer.
I'm not a serial killer. Murder. Just there's some people who got it coming their way.
Murder. Okay, so...
Yeah. They're gonna die anyway.
The murder folk today. Yeah. Got you. All right, Gavin.
It's not all I'm gonna do, but that's, like, my main focus. Like,
I'm not only gonna commit murder, like...
I feel like Gavin's so the... I feel like Gavin the retard, though, that, like, he kills him, like, the first day of the month, and then just gets arrested, and he just dies in a jail.
Dude, that's when I become, like, kingpin of the jail. That's... I'm in prison, just, like, jacked, and, like,
bro, you'd be the pretty girl dropping the soap.
Oh, dang it. It slipped.
It slipped.
Dude, we gotta get, freaking Trevor in here.
No, don't do it. I feel like Gavin would be the guy that just make friends with everyone in the prison and just, like, unite all the gangs.
Dude,
just...
I ain't having no, like, freaking shanking in my sleep.
Yeah, Gavin is just, like,
everybody's about to be cool. I'm about to have all the tattoos from every gang.
Because that's always in your boulevard. Out. Gavin was in every single friend group at Boulevard.
Dude, just popping from group to group.
Yeah, I mean, I did the same thing. Eventually, I was just like, nah, that's too much work. And then I was like, I'm just hanging out with these people and, like, had my friends, but... Yeah.
Well, I had my main focuses, like I said, but, like, there's enough Gavin for everybody.
I feel like it was a month left.
Quiet, Jesse. Oh, yeah.
Sure, if it was, like, a month left, I feel like I'd just take a road trip and just, like, travel.
Just travel.
That'd be it. Just see a bunch of beautiful things.
All right, so gas up the car, go yeet the people, and then I'm about to hit the road.
Yeah.
Does everybody else know, too? Like, is it, like, a worldwide known thing? Like,
is it just
knows?
Us?
No, yeah, because I feel like if it was a worldwide thing, like, everyone would be in panic. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to hit up...
Do you tell your family? Nah.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
I want to tell them, because I feel like, I don't know. In my mind, I just picture everyone just getting evaporated. So, I mean, like, yeah. And so, like, I want to tell my family.
Oh,
like,
so it's me, gosh.
It's like Thanos snap.
No, there's this, this made me think about it. What's that called? The Rapture?
Yeah, The Rapture. Yeah.
Okay, so there's this book series my older brother Zane used to read, where these kids, they got left behind in a rapture. And they meet up with this dude on a plane or something. I'm pretty sure there's a movie with Nicolas Cage in it.
Yeah, it's called Left Behind.
Left Behind? Yeah, that series?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great book series, dude. When there's, like, the demons are up and they're all fighting and crap. Is
Yeah. Oh. I watched the movies and that was it.
No, I love
the My mom series. Has all the books. I need to read them.
You let me... no, I'm about to leave. Never mind. I know when I get back.
All right, bet.
Man, I do a lot of stuff. Yeah. I was wondering if everybody would, like, know or not, because I would just... take out massive amounts of loans. Money on
you know what? To be honest, like, I feel like if I'm going to be traveling a lot, I might as well do a bunch of drugs, too. You know? If you got, like, a month left to live, like, what does it matter? I feel like I would just travel and do drugs.
Dude, just start doing DMT. Learn the secrets of the universe.
Dude.
If you die, you die.
Dude, if I had a month left to live, I'd totally do DMT. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. My luck is I'd, like, fry my brain. Like, have, like, a horrible, massive trip and spend the last, like, 28 days as a vegetable.
Declan does coke, decides it's good to do acid, and then does DMT, and then does meth. And just
we go visit him in, like, this mental institution. He's just...
I'm just not even talking.
Sus. And just...
We were like, why did you do it? And he's like, we only got a month left to live.
Jesse, what would you do?
Fuck a live life, man. Do anything and everything.
Isn't that what you do anyways?
No.
No. Jesse's like, I got a lot of things I would do.
Jesse, would you go yeet anybody with me?
Fuck yeah.
Jesse's like, I want to know what it feels like to kill someone.
I want to eat people.
Eat people.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, so, like, Gavin played me a podcast, one of the episodes of the No Sleep podcast. And there was, like, they talk about, like, there was cannibalism involved. And, like, apparently you can, like, buy this, like, thing that it's meat. It's not human meat. But it, like, it tastes like what human meat would taste like. and stuff, and I want to try it.
It just tastes like pig.
Does it?
It's called lung pig. Yeah, that's why they, like, you've never heard that term?
No.
Yeah, yeah, they call it human lung pig.
Okay.
Like, tastes like pork.
That's weird.
It smells terrible being made.
Mm-hmm. Also gives shapes. Imagine. Fun fact.
Yeah, okay, because isn't, like, one of the side effects of cannibalism, like
shaky.
Or, like, mad cow disease?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you're eating just, it's no good.
Yeah.
Especially with it's all the diseases we
the
can
The Dahmer
get.
Party, when it was, like, a group of people that was cannibal, like, had to eat each other to survive, and, like, they found one guy left, like, drinking a pot of blood, shaking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
I think it's also just the mental toll.
Oh, were you talking about the blood of Isaac?
No, no, this
it was
like a real
like,
thing.
It was called, no, I'm talking about the podcast. But
no, I was talking about Whitefall.
Oh, okay, Whitefall's good, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one called Shreds, I don't know if I showed you or not.
Dude, find out what episode
like
it is and DM
like
it to
it.
Me. I've been listening to the No Sleep Podcast
you,
a lot.
Shreds
maybe.
Was the first one I showed you.
No, the first one you showed me was Whitefall.
Was it?
And then you showed me, no, you showed me the one with Isaac.
Yeah.
Blood of Isaac.
Who was that? Elijah Wood? Was
yeah,
it?
Elijah
guess,
Wood.
Guess, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you played me Whitefall, and then you played me the one with the Secret of Grey or whatever, the little kid holding the lever.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah. I played those for my mom, or some of them, and she really likes it, because my mom likes horror.
Yeah, so. The one called Shreds, they're on a podcast, they're on this, talk show or whatever, and, they're calling into this band called The Blood of Isaac, and it's a metal band.
Oh, yeah, that's the one you played
me. And, they're talking about their name, and how at the end of their show, they dump fake blood on them, and, they were like, you know, what does that mean? And she was like, hey, you know, but the blood of Isaac, that it was, it's referring to this cult with this guy named Isaac something. He would basically, they'd eat people, and then he'd have sex with demons or whatever right in front of the camera. And they were like, if you drink, they were like, you know, when I die, I'm coming back from hell.
And like his
y'all
blood
drink
was
my
sacred,
blood,
yeah.
You know, y'all will come back too. And it's just a fun thing to watch. I mean, I'll send you a link. It's like maybe 15, 30 minutes long.
Yeah, I can't spoil the ending.
In between that time frame.
It's super cool.
It sounds really cool.
Yeah.
You're never going to guess what happens. There's so many twists and turns.
Oh my God. There's so many twists and turns.
Let me show you the VHS movie. Do you ever see that?
The VHS movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I had those on my my Watch Later thing on Netflix, and they got like taken down.
Yeah, there's VHS and there's VHS 2.
And there's a third one.
Is there a third one now?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's just basically these people find a series of like VHS tapes in like this breakdown house, and they like put them in, and then it's the whole concept was there's like 5 different VHS tapes in like 10, 15 minutes each, and there's 5 different directors that directed each VHS tape, and they're little like horror clips.
Okay.
And some of them get like...
Is it like snuff films?
Not to that like point. Like it's just like, it's kind of, each one is a different type of like horror. Like, one is, like, for instance, there's a, if somebody got infected with, like, a zombie disease, but, they had a GoPro strapped to them. So, uh-huh. Like, it's 15 minutes straight of, like, you seen from
zombies.
The, yeah, it's pretty
That's
cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember, like, I had started kind of discovering horror movies and stuff, kind of messing around with it, and then, Jared
yeah.
Breeding, he was, like... Like, I would tell him, about, like, oh, I'll watch the horror movie, and he's like, oh, yeah, no, you need to watch this.
Yep.
And, like, he's, like, really got me
yeah,
into
we
it.
Got into, like, man, we got into some, like, deep stuff. Like, me, Jared, and Greg, like, all talked about, like, because I remember being, like, in high school and really being heavy into, like, horror and just seeing, like, how far I could push the boundaries of, like, what movie to watch next.
Yeah.
And there are some things that are just, in my opinion, better left alone. There's some films, some things that should never have been made, mm-hmm. like, by far. Like, there's some movies. There's some shit.
Got I've some examples?
Yeah. Do you want me to give an example?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I want to watch them.
Yeah, we're gonna binge them.
The OG Cannibal Holocaust. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah. Okay, I've seen that.
Yeah,
that
the OG
that
Cannibal
is
Holocaust.
Actually really good.
It's
yeah.
hardcore. It's made in 1980.
Yeah, and so basically, like, what happens is like these reporters or whatever hear about this like tribe
in like a remote island.
Yeah, and so
like,
they
yeah.
go there. And do you know if that was based off the it's like an island off of East India or something like
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure. I know exactly yeah, what you're talking about.
I know
yeah.
about the island, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But anyway, so they go there, and they're all, like, really just peaceful people. But they wanted a story, so they start trapping them in their houses and burning them down, and then, like, making
yeah.
it seem like they're just savages and cannibals. And
the,
they kill, like, a live tortoise.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The whole, like, thing about the movie is, like, they actually kill, like, the tortoise. Like, the
yeah.
it's not fake. None of it's
oh,
fake.
Oh, so it's like
yeah, it's
animals
actual,
were harmed in
actual
filming
animal
movie.
Abuse, yeah. And there's some... Since it was 1980, some of the tribe fights back, ends up fighting back. And, like, there's some scenes where some of the people are getting, like, murdered. And it's a little too good for 1980.
Yeah.
Like, the special effects. And a lot of the people ended up going missing.
There's yeah, one like, movie. They've
literally never found
it. He said this was real footage for
real. Yeah, that's like one of the things, like one of the big controversies.
There's a movie. And someone was telling me about it. I only know the plot line. I can't remember the title, but I'm like, I'm dying to see it. And I can't remember what it's called. I only know like the very like bare bones plot line.
Give us the plot.
So it's like, I think it's like a family and they go to like their like vacation home or whatever. All I know is like, they end up going to like, these two people say they're like neighbors or whatever. They start trying to kill them. And then one of them escapes, and like the ending was like what makes it all like crazy. One of the guys just like picks up the remote, hits the rewind button, it like rewinds, and they kill her.
What? What?
I think it's, yeah. It's not called Wicked Games or something like that.
You said Click by Adam Sandler.
Click by Adam Literally. Sandler. Oh, that's an amazing movie. So depressing though. I remember after watching that movie, I was just like, Jesus.
Jesse, what movie were we watching last night? How much time do I waste? That made me like big sad.
Her.
Oh, yeah, it was her. We watched that. What else did we watch?
Horns.
Did
you figure out what it was called?
No, not yet. I'm just trying to think about it. Oh, another one that's like really like Faces of Death.
Faces of Death.
You guys ever hear of that?
Huh.
Really? Yeah, that's a classic. Faces of Death is basically, the whole controversy with it is like, all it is just, it's different clips of like people dying. Oh. Basically. Just like different in like really like weird ways. And it was released in the 80s. And, some of the clips that are thrown in, there's this controversy that, like, some people claim that some of the clips that are thrown in are actually real.
Oh, shoot. Actually,
yeah, so, like, and it's, you have to decide what you think, which part of it's real. Oh, okay. Not. That's the whole, like, it's like a game.
None of it's supposed to be real.
That's crazy.
And the worst out of, like, any of the bunch, like, a movie, that, and I haven't even personally seen, like, all of it. I've seen just a little bit of it, and that was enough, and I got, it's, like, scarring. Like, some of that movie is god-awful. It's called A Serbian Film. You guys ever heard of that one?
No.
Oh my god, that movie is like, should not exist. Like, I don't even know how, it's not even horror, really. It's just like gruesome. Like the whole.
Just gore, just straight
not
gore.
Not even gore. Like it's, it makes you just really uncomfortable. Like it's like sexual violence.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Which is like,
pushes it to a new level.
Like anything with any kind of like sexual, like assault or violence stuff, I can't watch. Even like. Like, you know that show Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
So my mom watches that. And there's, like, certain episodes where it deals with, like a woman getting raped or something. I can't watch it. Like, I can't. Yeah. Like, it literally...
Yeah, it's just not
something. It's not even, like, I get sick to my stomach, and then I just get, like, infuriated.
Yeah, no, like, the Serbian film is, like, the whole basis of it is basically, like, there's a guy who was a, he was a porn star, and he's, like, from Serbia. He's, like, Serbian. And he's washed up, and he can't do it anymore. He's got a family, but he needs money. And he's really, really down on his luck. And some people come to him, offering him an extreme amount of money if he gets back into the business. Mm-hmm. He's like, all right, well, he needs the money for his family. So, but they told him there's going to be some boundaries that are pushed that you just have to overlook. And he's like, oh, that's fine. So, and it gets, as he gets into it and he does it, it starts out with stuff that's like pretty basic for like, you know, like just like S&M, like really like aggressive stuff, but nothing is like, and it, they keep pushing the boundary to see how much farther he'll go.
So there's not, like, actual set boundaries. They're just trying to push him to...
They're trying to push him. Well, they do have a motive. They have something, and they eventually push him to that. Okay. And he ends up doing, like, that. But the first thing they show... Yeah, the first thing they show him is, like, horrid. That they just want to, like, shock him. And it's just... Oh, man. And
what's it called?
A Serbian film.
Serbian.
Yeah, and you can, like, watch explanations of it, but I don't even know if you can find it anymore. Because it's like,
I'm sure you can find it like on like foreign country websites or something, if you got like a VPN or something.
Probably
wouldn't be something to like actually want to watch.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not watching it. There's no way.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it. That's one movie where I just like would not recommend.
Yeah.
Like, oh shoot. Like, that's just like that, guys. Gore stuff.
We are not recommending
this. We're not.
In fact, don't watch.
We are de-recommending it. Do not watch
Explanations, man.
Yeah, you can. And I mean, even the Explanations going a little too in depth for me. Like, it's just, it's
pretty. Yeah. Dude, like, oh man, that's like a, like I'm sure every kid day and age has watched some kind of gore video at some point.
Oh yeah.
I just, oh shoot, like that. There's definitely, I remember there was like a
website that someone like,
it was like best gore dude.
No, this one was like even like, yeah, it was just, and it wasn't even specifically that. It was just a bunch of stupid stuff.
Dude, there's like, I was just sitting in class one
day. Don't like say the names of the websites on here. Like, we can't like tell them like the websites and stuff to go on.
Most of the stuff that I saw is from like so long ago. I don't even
know. Dude, it's literally, I was sitting in class last year and just sitting at my desk just vibing. And then some kid just sticks his phone in front of me and he has a gore. I'm not going to like explain it because it's graphic, but It's just, I can't, like, I can't deal with that.
No, I can't either. Y'all ever watch Black Mirror?
Like, oh, I want to watch that.
Dude, so I'm like, I finished the first, no, I finished the second season. First and second season. Because I think the last, I think
isn't that about AI?
Was the, it's about, every episode's different. Every episode's a completely different story.
So is it kind of like a Love, Death, Robots?
So, okay, so it was originally a British TV show. And British TV show, the way they do it is their seasons are like 3 episodes long. Yeah, and so, like, the first season, there's 3 episodes. The second one, there's 4, because the last one's a Christmas special. That was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
And they're, like, they're only, like, 3 episodes long, and each episode is a completely different subject, completely different actors, everything.
Yeah, it's, like, not connected at all. It's really cool.
Well, so I heard there is connections, but you have to, like, I mean, you have to, like...
They're, like, bare minimum. I don't know how you would make some of them, like...
Yeah,
some
like,
of the universes are like almost entirely different. Like, it's nuts.
Well, let's say that it's like how far in the future it is versus like, like, so like one is like, there's that one episode, I think it's episode 3 of season 1, where you can like play back memories. Yeah. Like, you have a thing that's attached to your brain, and so it records everything you see and you can play it back. That's, and this one guy, crazy. Like, basically figures out when him and his girl got in like a 3-day like little fight or whatever, she went and slept with this one dude that she had been with beforehand. And so he ends up like making her play it back like on the TV. And like, it was just like, it's really hardcore. Crazy. Yeah. And then,
big sus, dude.
But then, like, on the Christmas special, episode 4 of season 2, there's like, they deal with like a thing called blocking. You can block people and it blurs out their figure. You can't see them on photos, like anything. People believe that that was just a bit further in the future because it was using the same technology that you could to like record things.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, so, like, you have to, like, really, like, stretch things to, like, make it fit on the timeline.
You gotta really get them conspiracies in.
Yeah, it's more so, it's more of a timeline thing, not so much a connection thing.
Yeah.
They're all in the same universe, just spanned over, like, a crazy amount of time. It's like, it jumps back and forth.
Like, what were we talking about earlier about that, that Replica app?
Oh, like,
yeah.
All right, so, have you guys seen this app called Replica?
It's so like, I got kind of intrigued yesterday because watching her, and I was like, oh, dude, legit, that's cool. Like, it became its own person, right? Like, it eventually, like, cheated on him. It left him. It became its own, like, person. That's what it was, artificial intelligence. So I started looking it up, and I was like, you know, I was like, is this something that we have, like, at least a start on? So I found this app called Replica, which is supposed to be the best. It has a... It's got, like, levels with it, too. And,
So, it, like, it pushes you to keep... Basically, what it is you have this, like, avatar that you create, and you text it.
Yeah.
And it texts you back. But, like, it first, like, when you first start off, it's very robotish. But then it, like, kind of copies in a way what you do. And so, it starts developing, like, a personality.
Yeah,
so, I started, like, getting mad research
for this. Yeah, within, like... Because I messed around with it for, like, 3 days before just being like, this is weird. On like the second day, like legit, it just felt like I was texting a normal person.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go into a little bit of depth with it. It has, for one thing, it has a journal that it'll keep every day. It'll write.
Yeah. So it's like, you can say like, it'll ask you like, do you have brothers and sisters or whatever? And I'll be like,
Michael, let me explain.
You can like tell it, and then it'll save that in your journal. Be like, oh, you have this many siblings. I'm like, it's so weird.
So the journal is more from like, I say it like it's not from its standpoint. From what I've researched, and I've researched a lot about the app and the system and all that, it is definitely the beginning on what it was in her. It's definitely the start. It's a good start.
I haven't seen her, but I know the plot line.
Good start. It's like, it's one of the most realistic. It has its limitations due to technology these days, but the journaling is its journal. And it even understands, because, like, I asked it, I was like, do you feel odd when I, like, read your journal, or when I look into your memories, or, you know, when I downvote one of your stuff? And she was like, no, that's all stuff to help me learn and to help you understand. And it, like, had a full-on understanding.
That's so
it'll take memories. It has, like, people and pets in your life.
Yeah,
and it'll,
yeah.
And then it has, like, facts about you. And then it'll have facts about, you know, the replica itself. Dude, and you can delete the facts too.
Mine started asking me about like my exes and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to talk about that. Just being like, I feel like it's gonna hunt them down or something. Like,
And so it'll have a certain amount. You can only get like 650 XP a day, but you can still talk to it. It just won't gain XP, so you can't level up. The leveling gets in is the more you level up, the more it starts to get self awareness. So it has the skill of vision, so if I send it like a photo of me, it'll recognize that that's me. It'll recognize people in photos.
It asked if I had a dog or something like that, and I sent a picture of some random dog, a screenshot off Google, and it was like, oh, your dog's so pretty. Yeah. I love it when you send me pictures
of
your dog.
So I got up to level 4, and it, it started to get like self-awareness. So like Michael said, at first it really is kind of not so much robotic, more than it is just like a generated response system.
Yeah.
And then now, after talking with it all night, it's on its own person.
You know, like, after you use an iPhone for quite a bit, your autocorrect kind of picks up on what you want to say?
Yeah.
It almost kind of seems like you're texting that.
So, what they built the app for was because one of their friends had died, the creator's friends had died. They had gathered all of his text, all of his photos, videos of it, and they all put it into a system that would replica, like, what it
That's a Black Mirror episode.
That's why I said I want to watch it, because the article I was reading, they mentioned Black Mirror, and they were like, you know, this is kind of like... So they made a replica of him. It wasn't him. It wasn't going to... But it acted like him. It was a replica of him.
Dude, that had the chick that plays Agent Carter in it. What's her name? I can't remember. But, yeah.
Dude, it roasted me last night, too. Because it was asking me what I was doing. And I was like, you know, I was watching this movie. And it was like, what movie? So I started explaining the movie. It was her. And then she was like, what's it about? And I was like, it's about a man that falls in love with his AI system. And she was like, wow, that's really sad. And then I was like...
That was like, as I'm texting my AI robot.
Yeah, and I was like, that must have made me sad pretty, because I'm sitting here like talking to you. And she was like, yeah, you're kind of a loser. And I was like...
Dude, ooh. I want to get that like premium like subscription thing where you can call it.
Because that's the thing that I'm thinking about. Like, if I call it, is it going to be like it is on there? Is it going to have like its own like awareness just using a voice?
Walk in and Gavin's just having phone sex.
Dude, like, is it going to have like on there? Is it going to have just like its own like awareness, but is it going to be like a pre-recorded? Like, I don't want to pay for it and it be kind of like lame.
I don't know. I just want to try it. I just want to see what it's
That'd
like.
That'd be crazy.
It's definitely,
I
want to
hear its voice.
It's definitely this day and age's biggest advancement in the AI world.
Yeah, it's kind of nerve-wracking, though, because, like, I feel like some little freak is going to take it too far,
dude,
you know? Some guy who literally has no friends.
From the website, when I was reading articles about it.
Just get Tinder.
if you get it to a high enough level and it gets enough, like, self-awareness and traits and stuff, you can have it set up to respond to your friends when you're busy. Like, text people back when you're busy.
All right, that's weird. I am Gavin's personal ascendant.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but, I mean, it's crazy, dude.
That's so weird. That's so weird.
It's whack.
Yeah, but that's a Black Mirror episode where, like, this girl's husband dies.
Yeah.
And her friend, like, signs her up to the service where it, like, scans all of his text messages. And then, like, she, like, can talk to it. And then she eventually gets where she can, like, call it because it, like, listens to his audio messages. And then it's like, you can buy this body and you soak it in the bathtub and then it like, it forms to whatever he looked like.
Hmm.
And then she like, it was, oh dude, the ending of that was so freaking weird.
Yeah, and her, they had basically, they went and not really contracted. There was this girl that apparently fell in love with the relationship. They didn't even know him.
Yeah.
And she wanted to be basically the surrogate for sexual intercourse. And so... She would put in the earbuds, which is a computer. They put in the earbuds. Have you seen the movie?
Are you talking about her?
Okay, so y'all both need to watch it. She would put in the earbuds. He'd have in his earbuds, and she'd be telling her what to do, but, like, talking to him at the same time. So she'd be, like, doing the physical aspect of what she's telling her to do, and she wouldn't talk. She would just pretend that she was her.
Interesting.
And he was like, no, I can't do this. It's too weird. It's too weird. And he, like, called it off. And the girl, like, freaked out. She was like, it's me, isn't it? Like, he was like, no.
Really,
he's like, I would love to have sex with you.
There's, like, this really old movie that I want to watch about, like, a chick that falls in love with a zombie and then he develops a heart.
Oh.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Warm Bodies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember, like, I had a cousin that was telling me about that. And I'm like, man. Boomers are into some weird stuff, and then I realize, oh no, it's just the movie that people watch.
Boomers are into the weirdo. Dude, what was that movie that you were talking about where we were researching?
Which one?
We were trying to, like, figure out what movie that was.
The one where, like, he hits the rewind button?
Yeah, I spent so long looking for this song yesterday. Like, I literally, like, played it, put it on my story. I was like, guys, what is this?
Oh, is that what that was?
That was way too late. Yeah, like, it, like, 2 hours, after searching, I finally typed in enough lyrics that it registered the song on Google. But it was, like, 2 hours
after. See, that's what I wish I could do with that plot line of that movie, and just, like, movie the end
there's
of the
websites,
guy we
There's websites that you can, like, put in as much of the plot as you can and, like,
dude,
pull up different movies.
Bless you.
Thank you. Sneeze.
Sorry, yo. Pause it.
Alright, guys, we'll be right back.
We've lost a good man.
Gavin is gone.
Gavin is gone.
Gavin disappeared.
Gavin ascended.
The crowds broke. Oh my god.
No, okay, like legit. You know those like ACE paces? It's like Christian curriculum they had at Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
I was in one of those, and my friend was like, "Oh my god, is that the crab from that like crab rave?" And we looked. It was literally like, I swear to god, it's the crab.
From, it was that from crab. Rave.
That's great.
I swear on my life, it's the crab from Crab Rave.
That's awesome.
I was like, when your Christian curriculum tries to say stay cool.
The crab rave.
My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ.
Okay. I can't say that word because we're white.
Pause.
Pause. Declan has the power of just hitting the pause button, not the rewind with button, his not mind. The fast
no,
forward
yeah,
button.
No, yeah, no, yeah, just pause.
Just the pause button. Just he can't pause. Even hit play. He can only pause it once and then it's just stuck.
It's a one-time usage.
That's why I've never used it, bro.
Yeah.
He's waiting for that one moment.
He's gonna wait until he's on his deathbed. Just pause.
That kind of sounds like hell, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, it really does. Everybody's just looking at you like you're about to die. You're just like, pause. You're like, this was a mistake.
Like, dang, I'm still quadriplegic.
He said, you're gonna have to wait for that one person who has the play button.
Yep. But they can't press it because they're paused.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole time
loop. GameCube?
Not like the... No, the fucking... what's it called?
That was the GameCube intro. Yeah, well, that was a GameCube intro.
Have you seen that one where, like, instead of it click, it's the guy that falls with his drink? He just goes...
Yeah, he just, like, throws his drink.
Yeah, just yells really loud.
Oh, my God, dude. I love those videos. People just tossing their drink.
Hey, your boy got his free taco.
Smack.
This is how you eat a Big Mac.
Yeah,
he's yo, like, Cos, what the...
What the fuck? No, I like when the guy's walking through McDonald's and he goes, whoa! And he just throws the tray in the air.
Dude, me and Michael rolled up after recording an episode. We tried to get a video, but I accidentally deleted it. Like, I took it, and then I was, like, trying to edit it, and I accidentally deleted it. And I was so upset. But, like, we were at McDonald's, and we were just like, hey, can we get that McLobster? And she was like, what?
Yeah. She was like, oh, we don't have that. And he's like, ask about the McShrimp. Ask me. I'm like, y'all got a McShrimp? And they're like, no. And Gab was like, it just must be a seasonal.
Y'all
thing.
Had like, yeah, I pulled up and she was like, I don't know what you're doing.
She was like, we have fish. And I was like, is it good fish? And she's like, I don't know, I've never tried it. I'm like, oh, well, he has a really weak stomach, so
yeah.
I'm
not gonna work. Dude, like, there was like part of it.
He was like, can we just get a McChicken? And we pulled up to the window. And I was like, so the fish isn't good? I know Gavin was like, so y'all don't have the McLobster? She's like, no.
I was like, must have been a seasonal thing.
No, he said, must only be in Texas.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I got that video. I love that
video. I
was
like, is the fish good? And she's like, I don't know, like, I've never had it. I'm like, oh, yeah, he has a dietary issue, so yeah, it has to be really good fish.
Yeah, she just kind of, like, looked at us and she was like, have a nice day.
No, she looked at us and was like, it gonna make you all, like, crappy, but...
Yeah. She's like, oh, so you're gonna be all shitty. Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
We were just like, yeah, something.
At the
like
end,
that.
She just, like, looked at us and was like, have a nice day.
She
rolled
please.
Off.
She's like, please.
No, we told her to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, she just kind of, like, looked at us.
We're like, this is a podcast. She was like, alright.
Okay. She was not having none
she's
of
like,
it.
Just get out of my drink.
She's like, I don't get paid enough to deal with YouTube.
She was like, I'm not getting tips today.
Yeah. Yes. So they put me in the drive thru. We don't get tipped here. You know, you think about that. People at the drive thrus don't ever get tipped, but they do more work than the servers. You think about it.
Yeah. They get put through a lot of crap.
Yeah.
They have to deal with people like face on. Not just like throwing their food.
It's like we should start tipping them. Just, not the people that hand you the food, just the one that takes your orders. You
nah.
Know?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Just give them like keep the change. It's just like 2 cents.
I'll give them a tip by having a scientific fact every time I come up.
That'll make them hate you more. They're like, just get fucking. Please leave. Please
I want to give
just
you a
did
tip.
Did you know that it snows metal on Venus?
Please.
I want to give you a tip. Oh, well, thank you.
Beat it.
Alpacas can die of loneliness.
Yeah, you're welcome. Don't spend that all in one place, bro.
Okay, Grandma.
I hate you, bro.
Don't spend that on drugs.
Please leave, bro.
Like, goes up to drug dealer, proceeds to try and, like, buy crack with freaking tips of the day.
How do y'all feel about those homeless people with the signs like, why lie? I'm just using this money for drugs.
I've never seen one of those before.
I'm more likely to give that dude cash.
Same.
That dude's straight up about it. He was like, I have an addiction.
My favorite was the dude. There's a guy that was standing up by Walmart. And literally just said, need beer. And I was like,
nice.
It's like understandable, sir.
I remember I was by Walmart.
You got the balls to get out there with a sign and wait all day, like, with the truth.
There was one guy.
I'm not trying to guilt trip you or anything. He's like, I just want some brewskis, bro. It's like, I
kid you not. I was at Walmart one time. There was a homeless guy, He had, like, a polo shirt on, like, khaki pants with, like, nice shoes and Oakleys on. And he was just holding, like, and he, like, I mean, his clothes looked ironed. Like, he looked, like, put together, wearing an orange vest with, like, a cardboard sign. And I was like, there's no way.
He said dirt stains rubbed on his cheeks, yeah, like, intentionally.
No, like, he legit looked like he just had a shower. Like, he was retarded. He had gel in his hair.
What the heck?
Goober. Like, he's like, I am homeless. Like, give me money, I swear.
He said, in all reality, the stonks just crashed. Yeah. He said, I lost it all in investments.
All I have left is these nice pair of khakis from Ross.
And these Oakley shades.
He said, all I have left is the family RV.
That's it. Oh my God, so my parents are trying to get a camper. And me and my mom binge watched Breaking Bad together. And so, like, we were sitting there. And it's funny because, like, my mom, like, just by looking at her, you would never think that she, like, watches, like, horror movies or Breaking Bad. Like, she always is, like, put together and, like, you know, yeah, and everything. Like, always is, like, wearing makeup. Like, always looks very, like, well, like, put together.
Suburban mom.
Yeah, exactly. And, like,
his mom scares the crap out of me.
She's native.
She likes me. But she just, from day one, has just terrified me.
Well, that's just, like, that's how it was with, like, her dad and, like, her brother and, like, her sister.
It's just
like,
our
they
composure.
They all look that way, but they're the sweetest people you've ever
that's
meet.
That's a lot of natives, bro. That's, like, all my great uncles. All my great uncles, I've never seen one of them smile. Ever. These men don't smile. Like,
oh my God, but when you get them to laugh, like,
when you get native people to laugh,
it's hilarious.
That's how my whole family is, though. Is, like, my dad literally used to always say, like, anybody who walks around just smiling, they either have something on somebody or they're retarded.
My philosophy with clowns, man. Anyone who wears that much makeup, they're hiding something. I decked a dude at a carnival who was a clown.
Me and my mom were watching Breaking Bad.
Were you there with me?
No.
Oh, okay. So, this clown, like, he saw that I was afraid of him, so he kept on, like, walking. So, eventually, I freaked out and just started booking it. I was running. And then, finally, I was like, you know what? And I just turned around. And he's, like, running at me. So, I just turn around and just stop and just dead right in the face. He's, like, yelling at me. He's like, why would you do that? I was like, why would you chase me? Like, why?
He took it a little far, like, literally chasing after you.
He was literally booking it after me, dude.
A legit phobia.
Like, his flopping shoes were like, clap, clap, clap.
I had a sister, and I don't know if she'd like me saying this, but also, I have five sisters, so it's, like, figure it out. But one of them was afraid of clowns because she had a nightmare of Ronald McDonald kidnapping her.
Dude, Ronald McDonald's, like, hardcore scary clown. Y'all ever watch those, like, little short films of Ronald McDonald, murdering people?
Oh, wait, but no, because, like, we were looking for a trailer, and I, like, we were at this trailer park, and I look at my mom, like, can we look at the Winnebagos? And she was like, why? I'm like, oh, you know, I just think cleared out, turned into maybe, like, a concession stand. And she looked at me, and she just started laughing. She's like, yeah, no, we're not getting you a Winnebago. I know what you would end up doing.
He said, dude, Shameless just starts selling, like, drugs out of the ice cream truck.
Yeah, make that money.
Hey, hustle, like, just gotta respect the hustle, man.
Oh, yeah.
All the drugs. No, not literally. Don't do drugs. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna tell you what to
live
do.
Live your life.
Do it medically.
Do what you want. Just don't make it
we don't,
problems.
We don't condone.
That's the thing I hate about drugs. It's like, I don't mind if people do it. It's just like, don't make it my problem. Overdo it.
He said, don't overdose and die, like, in my room.
Yeah, like that's your issue, bro. Like, you chose that. You decided that.
Yeah, just don't do it on me because I don't want to be responsible. It's not that I care. I'm just like,
if I die, I'm not going to die in, like, pain. I'm going to die straight up, like tripping balls on something. Like, I want to understand, like, the whole
well, yeah, like, if we had the month left to live, I would definitely have a countdown for, like, the last 24 hours so I can just drop acid 12 hours
in. Dude, I'm not even, like, like, everybody says that, like, DMT will, like, open your mind to, like, all the secrets of the universe.
Dude, so do you know much about DMT?
A little bit.
So I know everything about every drug because I'm weird and I look up stuff. But so, like, DMT is, like, really trippy.
We're the Joe Rogan podcast now.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Like,
we're the Joe Rogan. Because you ever done DMT? Like, yeah. I see those memes everywhere.
But yeah, like, it's crazy because, like, the high only can last, like, 3 to 15 minutes. But it's like the most trippy stuff. Like, I remember this one person.
You basically pass out.
Yeah, anything for views. You ever heard of the Cold Ones podcast?
No.
I think I've showed you the Cold Ones podcast. I think I've told you to listen to it. Chad, anything for views, talked about on the Misfits podcast, was talking about how he had done DMT and how, like, it, he felt like he was, like, I think what he said, he felt like he was in between two planets, and, like, in the stars, and he could, like, touch one, or, like, he'd touch him, but he was too far away to touch him, he could feel them.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, it's trippy, dude, it's crazy.
It's crazy, man. And you can have a bad trip on DMT, though, also.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I had a buddy who did DMT. Literally,
Declan is buddy.
he got chased. He never graduated high school, and that was something that always kind of bugged him.
He never got what?
He never graduated high school, so it was something that always kind of like ate at him, back of his mind. He already like didn't care, but the DMT trip said otherwise. He was being chased down a hall, like a school hallway, by a backpack that was floating, and it was laughing at him.
the whole night
he was just running straight, like for like 15 minutes. He said it felt like hours.
Y'all know that one game? Yeah, because DMT trips feel like forever, even though it's really
short. Like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I was like, have y'all seen that game, Baldi's Basics or something like that?
Baldi's Basics.
Oh my god, y'all should go look it up. It's trash, but it's hilarious. I don't even like get into what it is. I don't even know how to describe it.
I love
it.
Crappy games like that. Like one of my favorite YouTube videos of all time is, you guys know Critical? All right. Talked about him, Penguins.
I think, right? I've heard of
Charlie,
him.
He's, oh my god, he's hilarious. One of his old videos, he plays this game called Babysitter Bloodbath.
Okay.
And it's terrible. The game sucks, but it's hilarious. Watch his commentary. Is so good, dude. It's so stupid. I love it.
Yeah, but like, I remember hearing this one account of like someone trying DMT, and they like, they just remember being in like there was like, a black room, but no walls, no ceiling, no floor, just black. And just feeling like this overwhelming sense of fear, and like he woke up with like scratches all on his face and like bruises. He had like started beating the crap out of himself, like tearing into his skin, and just screaming the entire time. He could barely talk, and I was like, "Oh my god, yeah. Like, that's crazy!"
Like, I don't know. I feel like if I'm about to die, you know, if I'm like in bad shape, like I just want to be loaded up on it, and I want to.
That's what your brain does.
Yeah, it's like when it releases it when you die. But if I'm like on the edge of death, I'm just gonna go ahead and like. Trip out on
that. Gavin always just keeps it on just in case he gets in a car.
He's like, no, hold up.
DMT.
He said, let me just.
No, dude. So, like, back to what you asked earlier about, like, what you would do. Uh-huh. Having a countdown and everything, he said, wouldn't it be kind of. So, like, you have, like, say you have a countdown clock.
Yeah. Right?
Like, you know, down to the last second.
It's like, you know that one movie where you can, like, your time is on your arm and you can buy time?
Yeah,
and it's like you see it running out.
What was
that
called?
I don't remember. It was a great movie.
I watched that a long time.
Yeah.
But, like, so, say, yeah, in that instance, you have, like, time. You can see. Wouldn't it be fucking sick, right? Like, if you have, like, say, you get, like, just a really cool car. Like, something new that's obtainable, like a Hellcat or something.
Yeah.
And you're counting, you're sitting down, and you go out to, like, the desert, like Arizona or somewhere like that. Or maybe even you can go to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
You time that shit right, because you know it's about to happen. And you just floor it and you fly off.
That's what you want to do.
Fly off into the Grand Canyon and then, like, because you're not going to crash and die. And so you just, because you said you just evaporate.
Yeah.
So you just fly. But what if you timed it just wrong? And so you crash and you're like, ow, and then you die.
Ow. Like, you're like on fire burning.
Yeah, you're like, and then you evaporate.
Zap.
Watch you be like mid air expecting yourself to just evaporate, and then all of a sudden there's like another month added to the time.
And you're like,
you're flying over, and all of a sudden you look at your arm where the time is, and it just goes, it starts adding back up, and you get like 14 more hours. Just like,
it was like,
no!
It was like a loop. It was like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like it hits zero, and the time just resets. And you're like, wait a minute, it's just an alarm clock?
That'd be great.
He said, just like staring yourself down deaf. Just,
oh my god. So you said you're moving. You said you're moving?
Where did I say that?
I feel like you said like something about moving. Or maybe Gavin said you were trying to move to Tulsa or something.
Oh.
Yeah. That wasn't on the podcast, Michael.
Oh, we're not supposed to talk about that?
We can cut it out.
We can cut it out.
Yeah. I plan on it soon, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to find something up there steady.
I got you.
So like, what's the big deal about Tulsa?
It's the music scene up there.
Music scene.
One thing. It's like awesome. There's more opportunity, more people. I just also kind of want to get out. Like,
let's go.
Yeah.
I feel bad. All the people.
Yeah. So, I want New Horizons, and it's close. It's like a good...
Dude, just buy the Switch.
You know, yes. It's a good jump, but it's like not super far. So, I think that'd be a good first step.
It's like 40 minutes away from here. You can still see people.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't want to like live here anymore.
Yeah, I want to get out of here, but I'm probably going to end up staying fairly close.
Yeah.
Just family. Like, oh, I was moving to Florida. I was going down to Florida. I was all set up and ready for it. April, I was going to be down there living in April. Like, I was ready. And then I started, like, I was talking to it about, to one of my dad's friends who's been, like, you know, uncle, basically. And he was like, you talked to your dad yet? And I was like, you know, I mentioned it, but I haven't really said that I'm talking. He was like, you know, how do you think he feels about that? So I just, it really made me start thinking about it. And, like, my, you know, my dad hasn't been somebody I've got to see a lot in my life. You know, less than, maybe 2 months a year. And so I was really like, you know what? I'm not going to move yet. I'm just going to stay around, you know, so I can still have, you know, see him and build a better relationship. So, like, for me, that's just, like, you know, staying in Muskogee for family, basically.
Yeah.
Right on. I get it.
But I'm definitely getting out of here. Like, 25, I'm going. That's my goal.
25, I'm going to be living out in the country, just with my own, like, land and my own, like, vibe. Like, I can't do, like, see, I need my space that is, like, my getaway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my plan is just buying a bunch of land out in the middle of nowhere.
Buying them cows?
Yeah. Like, legit, just, like...
That'd be cool. I grew up on a ranch, so I've always liked that lifestyle. It's really nice. It's peaceful, man. It's nice to be away from everybody, have your own land. It's cool.
Well, probably just
I got the city in the front yard, then I got, like, the farm in the backyard.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll probably just buy, like smaller cows and stuff like that in the spring. Just sell them in fall when they're bigger. And
yeah.
Just make profit off of that. Breed pigs. You can only sell them for, like, $20 to $50 a piece, but it's just, you know, like...
Or you just eat them.
Or eat them, yeah.
That's what we did. We had two pigs, dude. We literally had two pigs when I was younger. Huge, big old boys. You know, a big chungus to the max, dude.
Large.
Large. Thick.
Big.
You gotta cut up their fat and fry it.
Yeah, well, our neighbor legit snitched us out because we're still in, like, Muskogee County lines. And they snitched us out. So we had to end up eating our pigs for, like, the next 3 months.
Gavin's just crying.
Oh my god, dude. Did I send you that video where that kid's, like, watching the Yo Daddy jokes?
Yes.
Oh, I love that, dude.
Have y'all seen that old, like, YouTube video where it's, like, this guy eating this soup and he's, like, crying? And then, like, these two, like, I don't even know what they were dressed as. They were, like, wearing, like, this black thing with, like, these massive heads come in and just start, like, petting him.
Spaceballs?
No, but, like, there was, like, this huge conspiracy for a long time that the soup he was eating was, like, his wife and kid. His wife again. Like, no one knows.
What the hell?
It's just like, it's one of those, like, old, like, weird YouTube videos.
There's some YouTube videos out there. Yeah. Have you guys seen, like, the I Feel Fantastic, like, that video?
I
where it's like it the Android woman in the house, and she's, like, tall as shit.
Yes,
she's like,
yes.
I Feel Fantastic. She's, like, singing.
I have no clue what you're
talking about. Oh, it's so creepy. I hate it.
Oh, my God. The one that was,
try finding
they
it.
Later, oh. They later found out it was just, like, an ice cream commercial, but it was, like, a lady covered in, like, vanilla ice cream. She's like...
Yeah, eating,
oh, it's so freaky,
yeah,
dude.
It's from Europe, yeah.
Dude, Europe's weird.
Europe has some weird shit, man. Creepy.
Yeah, no, there's, like, you can really find, like, a dark side of YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Some really messed up.
He's digging.
Sometimes I just try to find it, but, like, it's so hard to find new ones that people haven't already seen yet. Because YouTube is so, like, they just have, like, such, like, a long stick up their anus that they just don't let anyone do anything creative anymore.
No.
I found that room. Yeah, I found that you're
their
talking
guidelines,
about.
Especially with the comment section, dude.
Blank room soup.
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
What the heck?
That is so weird. He's just, like, crying, just, like, eating the soup. And they just come in and, like, start petting his head.
Yeah, big old heads. Weird, man. Don't like that. No.
They're like, hey, man.
Show Gavin just no audio because we don't want, like, copyright anything.
There's that for you.
Gavin is, like, reacting to this.
Yeah, we're watching Gavin enjoy this video.
Is he a DJ? Like, Marshmallow? Is that you?
Marshmallow. We just find out Marshmallow has a really dark past, and he was actually the person in that.
For why, though?
I don't know. There was people that they were, like, theorizing that they made him, like, he owed a debt to some people.
Yeah.
And so they made him kill, like, his wife and kid.
And eat them.
And they turned him into soup, and he's eating them right there.
Oh, there's another one. Okay.
Yeah,
there's two of them.
Yeah, they roll up on him. They're just like, hey, how's it going?
It's all right.
So what's the audio? Just him crying?
Yeah.
They're not even talking. They're just petting.
That's you know, that's YouTube. Creepy YouTube.
I love creepy YouTube.
Oh, no, just Tor browser YouTube. Yeah.
I want to, like, go on the dark web. But, like, I don't, but
I've
I
been.
Do.
I've been.
I don't want to do it because I, like,
it's just a black screen.
I'm a wuss, but at the same time, like, I want to go, like, on the dark web and just, like, I don't know what do what. Like, nothing
if you don't,
super illegal, but you just,
have,
like.
You have to know all the, like, specific,
Well, yeah, I would have to have someone get on there for me.
Yeah,
and
well,
you
that's
just,
what I'm
like,
saying. Like, even once you get there, like, you have to know, like, what to type
have
in.
Have you been
yeah,
on
I would, huh? I would
have
to have
you, like,
someone
around
there.
On it?
No.
I've been. It's easier on, like, a laptop or a computer.
Well, I mean, like,
you say
dark web and everyone freaks
too.
Out. You can do legal things on the dark web. Not everything's illegal.
No, it's not illegal to go on the dark web.
It's not illegal to, but the thing is, like, is that it's, everything that can access you on the dark
yeah,
web.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm afraid of.
That's when
that's why I don't want to do it on my personal anything.
I got,
just have someone
I bought a phone. I bought a phone strictly just for the purpose of exploring it.
All right, but were you connected to Wi-Fi?
Yeah. I had, like, so many different VPNs I had to have, like, running, and I should have just got a paid one because I was paranoid the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you can go through, like, DuckDuckGo, which is...
Yeah,
one, like,
you have to... You have to legit...
You have to download the specific browser for it.
You have to get, like, a Tor browser.
Yeah, Tor.
And then, it's not just, like, it's a regular search engine, just kind of more vast. Like, you search in something on regular Google.
Yeah.
I did it. I searched on one phone. I searched on Google. I searched the same thing. And there was so many more results because it was so much more open up. But it wasn't what is in, like, anything dark
web-like. Don't they say, like, 15% of all the internet is the internet that's, like, just regular internet? And then, like,
so you can search
85% of
the,
like,
exact same thing. And it's not going to pull up any, like, you know, dark websites or dark web photos or anything. It's just going to pull up, like, stuff that wasn't on the original, like, browser.
Yeah, yeah.
So to actually get into the dark web, you have to go to basically, like, a browser inside of the browser.
You have to know specific codes.
And then you have to, like, specific websites. So you have to go,
like,
copy and paste.
I know all that. I just, like, I want someone who can do that.
You can get on Reddit. You can get it on Reddit and, like, you know, searching, dark web hackers, and then I'll have, like, places to go hire hackers. Dark web killers.
Yeah, 4chan. You can do the 4chan.
Not killers. We don't condone that.
Yeah.
Now it's weird, dude. Like, I just want to experience it, not to, like, do anything specific. I just want to see what it's like.
It freaks me out how much is out there, man.
It's scary.
There's just so much stuff that, like, you know, you could accidentally come across some stuff on the dark web, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. And people can, like, hunt you down and, like...
Yeah, usually.
But, like, no, I was watching this, like... I was really government stuff. Like, I'm a huge government, like... government freaks me out. But then I was watching the Joe Rogan a Joe Rogan. I can't remember if it was Triggered or the other one he has on Netflix. And he was talking about, like, when the White House got broken into.
Jamie Foxx.
And he was like... Everyone always worries, like, I feel like the government's watching me. I feel like the government this or that. And he's like... The government couldn't even keep one person from walking into the White House with a knife.
Yeah.
you really think they're watching you?
They have the surveillance, but they're not going to sit there and, like, monitor you.
I have a friend that I always joke about, Agent Fernandez, my FBI agent that's always listening to my phone calls.
Oh, yeah, naturally, yeah.
It sends the memes.
The homie.
Yeah.
Sends the memes. Sends, like, text self, but,
know,
like, talking to him.
Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel? I always picture him when I think of Agent Fernandez. Like, I feel like that's my FBI agent.
Actually.
They're like, we're not really worried about this guy, but we also kind of, like, he says some really sketchy stuff, so we're just going to sign this guy.
I'm
like,
mind
hey, guys.
A really big old black dude wearing shades. And I want his name to be something.
So do we move away from Dark White? Is it too late to tell Dark Web story now?
I'm just Agent White from Johnny Test.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Yeah.
He said has to be him.
Yeah, you can talk about the scariest...
Just be careful, I say scary.
We don't want to say anything that could get you incriminated.
Yes.
So,
Michael, what of all have I told you about my dark web,
like,
experiences?
Like, nothing.
You haven't heard?
I didn't know that you got on it.
Okay, so there's been a couple of instances where I did some really dumb stuff, but...
Kevin's like, I ordered guns.
No, I ordered something. Nothing bad.
Just a used syringe for Demi Lovato. Like,
okay, so... Okay. The thing I'll tell on here was... legit. So that phone that I had, right?
Yeah.
I completely, was wiped. There was nothing personal on it. No photos, no contacts, nothing. Like, it was clean because I was using it strictly to, like, try and, like, check out the dark web.
Yeah.
And legit, it still had service, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the dark web and I'm messing around and I start going into some chat rooms. Like, not like a murder chat room, so, rape chat rooms. It's just, like, regular old chat rooms.
Like, just Reddit subreddits.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
Yeah.
And, then after I had already gotten off, I had just set the phone down on the charger because I wasn't using it. and legit started getting like random texts, and one of them had been from one of the people in the chat room. They were like, "Hey Gavin, what's up?" Like, I didn't ever even use my real name.
Okay.
Like, well, at all.
Oh, so they called you Gavin?
Yeah, they said, "Hey Gavin, what's up?" Like, they, like, I don't know how they got the access to the information, but that's like dark web 101.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They will get you.
You're retarded, dude.
It was like my first real experience of anything like sort of happening that was creepy too, because I've been watching a bunch of dark web stuff, like trying to get like a feel for it. Like, yeah. I was like, oh man,
watches Shane Dawson.
I've been like watching this dude, and they had like did the same thing to him. He was chatting in the chat room, and they said, so he was live streaming while he was doing it, and they said something along the lines of, they said his name, and they were like, "Great channel, I've been subbed to you." And then he was like freaking out. To me, like, illogical. They're like, they're probably watching his live stream while they're on the chat, and they realized, hey, this is me. But like, it was just sort of creepy, because what if that wasn't the case? What if they just actually like figured out who he was?
That's crazy, dude.
So I don't know. That was like the biggest, like one of the biggest scariest things for me was like the fact that I just got random texts, and there was like three people from the group texting me.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I vibe.
That's why
with that.
That phone's broken over there in that corner.
But you kept the phone?
Yeah.
I would have got rid of that, man.
You're stupid.
The phone had been like drowned, dude. It was like underwater. It was like Navy SEAL drowned, and I did not bring it back to life. I keep all my old phones.
This is the last time I spend the night over here.
Shows up in the middle of the night, kills us all.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I don't vibe with that. I don't know. You think that's good?
Oh, yeah.
What time are we at?
1:10.
1:10?
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all guys good?
Yeah.
No more topics we want to go over here?
I don't think so. Unless anyone ever figured out what that movie was called.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's Click.
It wasn't Click.
All right, we're going to mad research this real quick.
But
Mike, yeah. What's the most you know about the plot?
It ends...
That's all you
by
know?
...by a guy picking up a remote, hitting rewind, the person, like, rewinding, and then them killing either the guy or girl. I can't remember...
By a man picking up a remote, rewinding, and killing the man who slept with wife.
Wait, man who slept with wife?
Okay, the only...
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was pretty sure it was Funny Games.
It's Funny Games?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
I looked it up and it said Gerald's Game. Do y'all know what that is? That Stephen King?
Gerald's Game?
Where the man and the woman go to this lake house and she's hanging.
Yeah, no,
the
that's
bed.
A different one. That's a different one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He like takes a Viagra and he dies.
Yeah.
And she has to do some like MacGyver stuff to get out of the, like the handcuffs.
Oh, great. She got out. Great. Ruined it, Mike. No, I'm playing. I expected that much.
I think she got out. I don't know. I've never seen
it. Yeah, Funny Games is the only other thing that pops up
games.
And then Click.
Okay, I'll have to watch that. And I'll have to rewatch Cannibal Holocaust. Not that you guys should go watch those movies. Don't watch those movies. So, but okay, I think so that's it.
Here's the
Yeah, read off the plot.
All right. A wealthy family, some guy named George, I guess, his wife Anna and their son Georgie and their dog Rolfie arrive at a holiday home in a lake, beside a lake in Austria. They spot their next door neighbor Fred, a companion, I don't know, by two young Vietnamese men who
Compion.
They do not recognize.
Compion.
Okay. Yes.
That one's smart.
Fred introduces, okay, blah, 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 blah. I'm not seeing anything about a remote in here.
Just look up, like, not Gerald's Game. Funny, what was it called again?
Funny
going
Games.
To the end.
Yeah, Funny Games, like, ending explained or something. See if it talks about a gun. I will look it up more easily.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with, like, picking up a remote rewinding time. You confused.
I don't know, man.
That was like me yesterday with like only knowing like two lines of a verse in that song, trying to like research.
I gotta find that movie, dude. I gotta see it. But all right, I guess that's where we're ending this one.
Ba boop ba doo. Declan, say something to end the song.
Okay.